Oil and gas development in the Arctic could bring some major changes to the city of Adak. An agreement announced last week paves the way for development of the former military base as a support hub for offshore oil drilling. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce has more.
When the naval base on Adak shut down in 1997, so did almost everything else in town. From a peak of more than 6,000 permanent residents, the population dropped to just a few hundred. Ownership of the Navy's considerable infrastructure on the island passed to the Aleut Corporation, and most of it's been vacant ever since. But that might be about to change. Last week, Offshore Systems Inc., a marine supply company with ties to the oil industry, and the Aleut Corporation announced an agreement to collaborate on repurposing the former base for use by the offshore oil and gas industry. Spokesperson Jim Butler says Adak is made to be a support hub.
It has a significant fuel storage capacity. It has in excess of 400,000 square feet of warehouse space. It's got runways, large runways that allow for, you know, heavy cargo planes coming in and out and passenger vessels. It has a number of lodging facilities and everything from an idle movie theater to a roller rink.
Many of the facilities have fallen into disrepair, but Butler says that's not the immediate focus. He says for now, the goal is simply to get the word out.
I don't anticipate a lot of improvements, if you will, to existing facilities until those are being done in a way that actually meets the needs of prospective clients.
Those clients could be Statoil or ConocoPhillips or Shell, any of the oil companies with leases on the Outer Continental Shelf. Butler says OSI and the Aleut Corporation didn't enter into the agreement with a specific company in mind. Rather, he says, the partnership is intended to signal the potential for development on Adak.
The agreement principally is talking about the different resources, if you will, and skill sets that they bring to help utilize the facilities that are currently at Adak, and if the opportunity presents itself, to try to provide expanded services beyond what's already there.
That description may be vague, but it still got Adak City Manager Leighton Lockett excited. He says this is probably the most serious proposal he's seen for repurposing the military facilities on Adak.
I think the community is still trying to digest what this all means. But I think anything that grows the community and you know, promotes the development of the community and utilization, you know, is a positive thing. And I don't think that as a community we're, you know, looking to turn anybody away.
But Lockett is realistic. He doesn't see Adak competing with more developed ports like Unalaska, at least not in the near future.
You know, we hope that we can be complementary and, you know, serve, you know, in some capacity that, you know, Unalaska may not be able to. You know, we certainly want to be able to help so that we all succeed and that we grow together.
Shell Oil is expected to start drilling its first exploratory wells in the Arctic later this summer. ConocoPhillips and Statoil are hoping to start exploration on their leases next summer. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.